بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم أرنا حق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا باطلا باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه We ask Allah to always show us the truth. Brothers and sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I have nothing against personally this guy. I have things against what he says. So let me respond to what comes to your mind as soon as you see the title of my videos and why I picked. For everyone who knows me, I don't pick on people usually. But when there are certain issues, I will talk about it. Why again? Because I work with youth. I am a school principal. And even this video, previous video, my school has cautioned me again. Why? Because it's Mufti Meng. Because they are supporters. It's like, no, he is off limits. He is got, you know, he's basically protected. Okay? That's not how it works in Islam, guys. There is no ma'asum except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the reason why I'm making this video again, like I made it last time. Because it's very concerning to see how our brothers and sisters react. You ask him, have you watched the video where I quoted the hadith about the Prophet and mending his own shoes and sewing his clothes? No, they didn't. Of course, I quoted the hadith, I think, twice. My issue was not only with the knitting, okay? My issue is also with many other things, but that drove me over the edge because it's just too much. As a school principal, I have young men and women losing their fitrah, turning to homosexuality, lesbianism. And then sometimes you say, yeah, but Sheikh so-and-so, like, he thinks it's like, you know, kind of normal, not normal, but, you know, he's more tolerant towards it. He's more like this. He's more, look, Sheikh so-and-so said this. Sheikh Yasir Qadhi said that about homosexuality. Mufti Meng is saying about this. Guys, do you understand? For those who are parents, if you're Mufti Meng supporters, just because he's making jokes and he makes you feel nice, does not necessarily mean that he's always right. I'm not, again, I don't care. Like, I'm not, you know, jealous of him, okay? You can't be like, okay, I'm driving a Mercedes and I'm speeding and someone says, hey man, slow down, what's wrong with you? Oh, you're just jealous because I have a Mercedes. Just because he has followers and this and that, no one cares about that, man. If anyone does, then they have a real problem, okay? But just because someone has something, a lot of things going their way, doesn't mean that someone, if they point something out about it, that, oh, you're just jealous. Like, that's all the arguments I hear. Attack the argument that I've made in my video, is that this is removing masculinity from men. Not just that, the whole statement of, you know, happy wife, happy life, you know, call me a chicken, I quack for you, you know, all kinds of, she is the law, the in-laws are the in-laws, she's the law. So many videos and statements where Mufti Meng is always pushing for this soft approach and so on. And, you know, people say, what's wrong with that? People like that, of course, entertainment, joke, funny, inclusive, and so on and so forth. But what about the real problems? What about the kids who are turning to homosexuality? What about the parents who come to my office, you know, here in this school or in the Arab world where I was there, or anywhere else in other countries that I worked in? A Muslim, for the past 13 years, pretty much, I've been moving around the Muslim world, working with Muslim schools. Why don't we address this? Why doesn't he address that? Okay, that is the question. He's got the following. Why are you getting angry? It has nothing to do with what you are saying in your comments. And it's very concerning that you're making these comments. All right. A lot of brothers have refuted him. Okay. Abu Musab responded. Another brother responded. Quite a few people have talked about him, highlighting the fact that he doesn't talk about the issues of Aqidah. People say it's not important. It is important. It's about who is Allah. Okay. What about the correct understanding? No, of course, they don't want people, because people don't want to talk about these things. We're talking about inclusiveness, but what does that mean? What does inclusiveness mean? And at what price? At what price? Just because I'm highlighting a problem with Mufti Meng, does that mean that people are coming from left and right, man? Like, people are threatening my job. People are like attacking me from here and there. I don't care. Go ahead, bring it. I don't care about that. What I care is if you understand the message of the video. What is the problem? You're not seeing the issue. If you were to tell me, bro, You know, there's a difference of opinion. Okay, there's a difference of opinion on aura. There are three differences in aura, for example, whether the knees and the navel included or not included. You'll be like, brother, who are you to talk about this fiqh? And, you know, how dare you not respect the sheikh? And there's a difference of opinion, tolerance. That's, you're misfiring, man. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about something very cut clear, okay, about what is happening with the LGBTQT da'wah that's being pushed. Yeah, I'm calling it da'wah because that's what it's a call. And people are falling left and right. And these guys who are our leaders, supposedly, of course, now you say he's not my leader. Of course, he's not my leader either. But these guys who, they look like they are, they have the following. Everyone's listening to them. Everyone's following them. If they go right, they go right. They go left, they go left. How do I know that? But look at it. You bring out a point and everyone just wants to crucify you. So it's not correct. There's a fundamental flaw and error in the understanding of the followers of this brother and other da'is, famous, you know, things that have come up in the past 10 years. Okay, so like I talked about Yasir Qadhi and others, okay, Omar Suleiman, and I didn't disrespect him. I never said anything bad towards him, but I disagree with what they say. Actually, a lot of them were my teachers. And they taught us to stick to our principles 15 years ago. And look how much a person can change in 50 years. Because now they're not sticking to their principles. So Yasir Qadhi, theologian, has come up to the point of saying in his famous video on the Ya'juj and Ma'juj that I'm from science, I cannot understand. With Google, with all this, you can think, you can want what you want, that there's a people behind somewhere. But for me, I can't, you know, I just can't. Like this kind of talk from him. So things have changed. Sheikh Omar Suleiman mixing with all those people and what he's doing has been already exposed. Yeah, whatever, context and this and that. Don't put yourself in the situation. Mufti Mang talking about LGBTQT and being drilled by this Danish newspaper lady, him and Muhammad Sharif, who's again, who was my teacher as well. They took their classes and they're, you know, we've all started. A lot of us started there. But then, you know, we went on and continue to move on, continue seeking knowledge. But I have to give what's their due, that I benefit a lot from them. And to be honest, that's what I think more shocking and what's hurting me and why I'm trying to explain to people that, hey, it's not like that, is that they taught us, they drilled these things into us, these principles. Do not let him go. Do not compromise your principle. Islam is clear. Stick to it. This is not a difference of opinion, guys, over a masha or something like that, or traveling the distance. This is about a social issue that is clearly described in the Quran, and you cannot flip-flop. He's been flip-flopping about it in the interview. Same with Muhammad al-Sharif. Again, good brothers, good people maybe. Funny, jokes, this, that. I listened to his lectures before, you know, but then when things changed, and I'm sorry, but I have to follow Quran and Sunnah first over people. But people don't want to take that. People want to fight. People want to attack now. Who are you? How dare you? You're not this. Attack the argument. So again, let me go back. My argument is that their da'wah and their type of da'wah is removing masculinity, is making boys be confused and men be confused. They're blurring the lines of who's the imam in the house, who's the leader in this world, who's supposed to take the responsibility, and who's the supporter, and that both are needed. They're blurring the lines. They might be talking about certain things here and there, but look at how so many things can be taken the wrong way. Sisters are waking up and being empowered by these guys, saying that, look, Mufti says this, and Sheikh says that. Husbands are becoming weaker and weaker. LGBTQT issues, is that something that is like a difference of opinion on? Okay, no, I know it's not. And let's just hear in a second what they're going to say from their mouth. I need people to just open up their minds. There's nothing of hatred here. This is not my style that I go and pick on people. But when it comes to my table about these issues, my students, my kids, yes, I will address it. Yes, I will. And yes, for this reason, in this issue, I'm qualified. You don't see me talking about like the Maliki fiqh or the Hanbali fiqh or something like that. All right, that's not necessarily, even though I've studied, that's not necessarily my field of expertise. I will mention Aqidah because that is important. Okay, and everyone should, and you should always find what is the correct way and the correct path, and how did, what did the Sahaba believe, and what did the Prophet ﷺ and the Salaf and the people follow them. In a world where people are confused, because that's the fundamental, man. Like, that's where people are confused with these things, because they're skipping these brothers in the name of inclusion. And this inclusion term is a very secular term that's been coined by atheists and non-Muslims to bring a secular understanding where everyone kind of just get along, but they lead and push left and right. Yeah, okay. I don't agree with that. Okay, I don't agree with that. There's nothing to agree with that. It is what it is. Another disclaimer, I don't call on political issues. I do not criticize governments. I do not criticize scholars. Give me one scholar that I've said this or that about any scholar. I don't do that. Real scholars. I mean, I don't consider Mufti Menk a scholar. I consider him a da'i or a, you know, someone who's doing da'wah. I'm not a scholar. Scholars are known. Okay, scholars are, yeah, it's clear who's a scholar or a real scholar. But I don't go on that. I don't talk about political things. I don't talk about the rulers or things like that. Because why? Because it's not important, or you're a sellout, or you're this. No, it's because I know my expertise. I'm not saying that there's people who are qualified, people who can advise, people who give, you know, this is for them. Okay? Not everyone can be someone in this field. Not, you know, it just causes more problems. People are causing issues. This is not the way the Prophet ﷺ taught us. I'm not saying this or that, but that's not me. I'm not saying that, yeah, there's many things that should be talked about. There's many problems in the ummah, with our ummah, with our nation, all over the Muslim countries, huge problems. Is that my field? No. Do I feel, you know, does my heart hurt when I see and this and yes, because we don't have iman if it doesn't. Yes, okay. But who and what and this and then what you're going to cause him? This is a different story. But here we're talking about social issues, about education, about clear-cut things such as LGBT. Now I know that they're pushing hard. And that's why they're pushing hard, because we're weak, because we never pushed back. So they pushed harder and they went further and further and pushed the boundaries till it's very hard to push back now. So you have to kind of go with the flow. I want to remind you of the beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, بَعْدَوْ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبُ وَسَيَوْدُ غَرِيبُ فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى وَقَمَ قَالِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ. Islam started something strange and it returned something strange, so give glad tidings to strangers. These guys are not strangers though. And I'm not saying strange like everyone's going to look at you like, what's wrong with this person? Is that you're saying now things that are inclusive, this, that, you know, we're tolerant. Tolerant of what, though? Did anyone say to beat someone? No, disclaimer again, I don't call anyone to hurt anyone. I don't call anyone to hurt homosexuals. I don't call anyone to hurt someone of different understandings and that. That's not what it is. But we will debate you. We will fight you intellectually. As for who's supposed to punish and this and that, that is up to the authorities. And that is the system of Islam. Authorities will have the responsibility and accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure that they make ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. Okay, that they enjoy good and forbid evil. That's up to them. They will be questioned about that. But I want to take the battle to the table, the intellectual level, the discussion. It has to be taken. If not, we are losing our children. He's a father, I'm a father. But not just that, I'm a father to thousands of kids as a school principal for so many years. And I know what these kids are going through. I'm sure he knows. I'm sure, come on, he knows what's going on. These guys know what's going on. Why? Because why are we not saying anything? Why are we not responding? Again, I don't care if you get banned from a list, you put on a list in Denmark. Come on, man. Denmark, let's not forget, they're the ones who came up, one of the first ones with the drawings of the Prophet ﷺ. And, you know, there was the boycott and so on. Come on, guys, let's wake up, man. So you care about being on a list of hate preachers? You're not a hate preacher, you're going to know that. But in the name to be accepted, you're going to start compromising your principles, even if you're lying on it just for the sake of going through. Even if you're just, you know, out of hikmah, you say, well, I'm trying to like not say things properly, you know, just to get things. Why? Why apologize to these people who have disrespected the Prophet ﷺ, have insulted the Prophet ﷺ? You happy with that? I'm not attacking you, man. But I'm questioning you, and I'm questioning you guys watching. If you're not going to watch this thing from the beginning, then don't, you know, there's no point. If you're not going to listen, there's no point. You have to listen. You have to understand. Okay, then you're going to try to make a proper judgment. So imagine we're inclusive. Okay, look what he's saying. Look, just let's start.
I think there were rumors that I actually said that Islam allows homosexual acts, and that's not true. I did not say that, and I'm just clarifying that Islam does not allow homosexual acts. Just like Islam does not allow you to commit adultery. Just like Islam does not allow you to touch the opposite sex who's not a mahram. Just like
Okay. Clear, huh? Why is he saying this? Because of the interview that happened with the Danish newspaper and the lady. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to show you in a bit. She didn't ask you what Islam is, man. He's asked what you believe. If you believe in Islam, she was asking you. If you agree with the opinions of Islam, she knows exactly what Islam says. She knows exactly that Islam doesn't allow homosexuality. She knows exactly that Islam has this issue and that issue with these problems. That's why she asked you. She wanted to know what you believe, if you believe what your faith says. That's what she was drilling you on. And we're going to see in a second. Not whether, if it's so easy to know, Islam does and Islam does this, Islam does that. No, she's asking what you say. And that's where your millions of followers are following what you are saying, because they're following your image. Okay?
Islam does not allow so many things, the consumption of alcohol or the consumption or the taking of intoxicants and so on, the eating of usury and interest. Islam doesn't allow these things. I would have no right or justification to say that Islam allows all of that. I think what people misunderstood is when I was speaking about the secular rights of people. So I live as a Muslim in a country that is not a Muslim country. And in this country, there are people who follow all sorts of faiths. There are people who engage in association of what I would term as partnership with Allah. Are they free to live in this country? The answer is yes. And I would respect their rights as a citizen of this country, even though I have the right to disagree with them, and I do. But it has to be very respectful. It doesn't mean I've compromised my faith. It doesn't mean I've agreed to something that Islam disallows, or the Quran clearly says that this is disallowed. But it does mean that if someone has chosen a different religion or a different belief or even a different sect from among the Muslims, then the minimum I owe them is the respect of a human being with disagreement. And some people don't understand what that means. I think it's a very mature statement, and it actually goes to reflect that we are tolerant, and that's how it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. I thought it's a good clarification to make.
Well, you thought it's a good clarification to make, but I don't think it's a good clarification. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, was he tolerant of what the people do? He was not living in a Muslim country. That was not the Sharia place. He was in their place. He was the minority. He did call him his people. Was he respectful? Well, kind of, isn't he? Look, my people, take my daughters as marriage, halal for you. So no one is saying beat them. No one is saying beat this one or fight with that or go crazy or whatever. No one is saying that. Okay, there's, for, you know, people to punish, I told you, there's authorities. And if you're not in a Muslim country, obviously they're not going to do that. But I'm asking you, what have you done to challenge that? Because Lut alayhi salam alone was challenging them. And not to mention what happened to them after, what Allah did to them. So, you know, this whole tolerance thing, like, what does that mean? Peaceful, as we're not going to attack anyone? Yeah, because you're living in a non-Muslim place and you are bound to observe the rules. You're not going to go, oh, I'm in Zimbabwe or in Canada, I'm going to start, you know, attacking any gay person I see. That's not what we're talking about, man. That's not within the Sharia. I'm talking about what you're saying. Have you challenged any of these people? Have you told them that it's wrong? Have you come in your millions of followers, 4 million on whatever, and 2 million on Instagram and whatnot, and tell them, hey guys, this is wrong, huh? Hey kids, be careful of homosexuality. Hey kids, be careful LGBT. Hey kids, be careful of this gender neutral thing. Hey kids, be careful. Don't get, no, like, always, may Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy what? What you're doing to make it easy yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you because you have the following. I'm not good. I'm not putting myself, man. I have my own mistakes. I have my own issues. I'm not attacking what's inside of you and behind you and your knee and this and that, what you are bringing to the table. That lady drilled you or were tolerant. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ was, you know, if anything, was he tolerant? What does tolerant mean? Define that. If I disagree, is it just enough to disagree and just keep quiet? Okay, like the weakest level of iman is that you just hate it in your heart. I mean, come on. Okay, fine. Hate it in your heart. But at least when someone, if they ask you, or don't put yourself in that situation, don't go on this kind of interview. If you just hate it in your heart and you're using hikmah and wisdom because of the environment and you know they can arrest you and this, and I'm very much familiar with these issues, then don't get into these interviews, man. Just leave it. Just leave it. Don't come up in this kind of interview and put yourself in this situation, okay? Don't put yourself in this situation. Which situation? Well, let me tell you. It's this situation right here. And Muhammad Sharif as well. He was like someone I looked up to. But then, I mean, I cannot. Even if I know they don't mean it.
Hello, this is a message from Muhammad Sharif to the Honorable Inger Stoiberg.
Sister Inger Stoiberg, I greet you with the greeting of peace, love, goodness, kindness, serenity, calmness, tranquility, respect, and tolerance.
I'm one of the people that was put on the banned from Denmark list. I'm a Canadian citizen, English is my first language, and all the Western values that you believe in, I believe in too.
I was shocked to find out just from a journalist that I've been placed on the hate preachers list.
I take full responsibility for what I said in the past, that was 20 years ago, but I still take responsibility for it, and I apologize.
If you were to look at what I've done in the last 3-4 years, whether it be on social media or elsewhere, you will find that I've worked tirelessly promoting harmony, coexistence, respect of differences, and understanding that each one has his own freedom.
Okay, so then don't put yourself as a preacher for Islam, man, because you're doing part of Islam. Okay, to have certain tolerance and certain, you know, but for who? For what? For people who Allah destroyed, for people who are attacking your church. Okay, look, guys, come on. Let's stop messing around. LGBT movement does not stop, man. They're tirelessly working. They've infiltrated our educational system, man. In the curriculum, I see it. The curriculum. Look at the laws that they're putting out. Why? Because they're not cowards like us. They're not cowards like us. They're moving straight ahead. You want me to show you what my students wrote in their notebook, what I found from them? I was disgusted that a Muslim girl can write something like this. I was disgusted to be violated. What's wrong, brother? Preach tolerance. You're a bigot. Tolerance for what, bro? Are you a Muslim who has some... Come on, man. No, I'm not talking about Muslim. I'm talking about you guys who are just following blindly. You who are just attacking me, trolling me, spamming me. And you ask for what, bro? Oh, you just dare to attack Mufti. How do you dare to... Who are you to attack Mufti? Who am I? I'm no one, man. My name is Gabriel Romani. But, I'm not a coward, okay? I'm not a coward. I'm going to stand here, okay? When I say no one, is because I'm not arrogant, man. But I'm not a coward. You don't know where I'm coming from. And you know what I'm dealing with. And I'm not going to run away from that. And I would expect every single one of you to put me in my place if I mess around like this. So Denmark, who disrespected, insulted the Prophet, the most beloved. Where's your ghira? Where's your jealousy for the deen, man? That you lower yourself to apologize to the person who represents what these people stand for, who shares their beliefs? Come on, man. Where is Islam here? Where? So I have no... Man, this is about the principle, the knitting, the all these things. What I'm talking about, it's not about, oh, it's haram to knit, brother. I didn't say that. It's feminine. And if you don't see, if you just saw the knitting issue and you didn't listen to the rest of the thing that I've said, then you're way, way, lost, man. You got to wake up. And you know, when the parents wake up, when their kids end up watching gay porn and coming and having, you know, weird stuff, it's increasing, guys. I am here in a Muslim country and I see it every day on the street without any shame. Your hijabi sisters with short boy cut girls being gay, acting gay, men also. How? Look at the media. Look at what's being played. Look at, they're pushing hard and we are apologizing to people who have disrespected our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For what? For a visa?
I have corrected myself where I made a mistake. And I'm still open for correction if people were to correct me.
But I would like to speak to you.
You're
directly.
Open for correction?
I want you to give
but
me
no,
a
they don't have the correction for
to
us.
Reform, because I really don't want to be on a hate preacher list in the country of Denmark.
I believe you can do better than that. I'm sure you would be able to look deeply.
It's funny. I'm sorry.
I invite you to do that.
I'm sorry.
And I invite you to build your
nation, help it.
But to build the globe to becoming a more peaceful place. Thank you very much, my sister. And have
my sister? Day. My sister. Someone who insults the Prophet is your sister, who follows the system.
I invite you to answer yes or no. Do you believe in equal rights between women and men?
Absolutely. Actually, it's Islam that teaches us equal rights.
Okay, so inheritance is not an equal right. Man gets double. So what you believe? Yes, there's context, there's reasons, but it's not equal. It's equitable. First refutation.
All right. Is it okay to be a homosexual?
Yes.
Should a woman be able to shake hands with a man?
Wait. Let's go back. One more time. Yes, it's okay
Should
to be homosexual.
Should a woman be able to shake hands?
No, a little bit of hesitation. Is it okay to be homosexual? 1, 2, 3. Yeah. It's okay to be homosexual? Allah says it's not okay to be homosexual. You say it's okay to be homosexual. She doesn't care what Islam say only. She cares if you agree with what Islam says. That's what she cares. That's why, I don't want to be on a list of hate preachers. Why? Because you believe in Islam? Because you say, yes, my belief is what Islam says. I'm not perfect. I have many mistakes, many sins. But I believe what Islam says. That's what they don't want you to. They don't care if you pray. They don't care if you come preach and make jokes on stage and everyone laughs. They don't care if you grow your beard till the floor. They care that you don't believe in all the aspects of Islam.
Hands with a man?
Of course.
Yes.
Do you believe in freedom of religion?
That can be, you know, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Deen with Allah is Islam. Allah will not accept any other. Was the Prophet, did he allow? There's people, places where there's other religion. Yes. Okay, in the Sham and so on. But Allah, that's a different story. So, okay. That's a different story. But that's not what she means.
Do you believe in democracy?
Yes.
Look here. It's not whether you're okay to live within democracy. Do you believe in it? No, because democracy means the rule of the people. And Allah tells us in al-hukm illa Allah that the hukm is with Allah. We live in democracies. We're not going to rise up and do this and that and I don't know what. Okay? But we don't agree with democracy. I mean, within democracy, they have different parties. They don't agree with its interpretation. Everyone has their own way. I mean, they might be using the label, and that's okay. They allow it, isn't it? Within freedom of speech and freedom, political freedom and whatnot. So I say, no, I don't believe in democracy. I don't believe. She's asking, do you believe in democracy? Are you kidding me? Do you understand what democracy is?
Can I just one last point?
Yes, sure.
I'm sorry, even the tone, man, so weak, man. And I know Muhammad Sharif, like, personally. And I feel so sad.
It's one of the most hurtful things. And, you know, from year after year, I regret the mistake that I made those 20 years ago. And as the saying goes, that it's not a shame to make a mistake. What the shame is to insist upon that opinion, even when that mistake has been
I mean, anyway, you don't preach hatred against Jews anyway, as Muslims. I don't know, maybe he was, you know, in a different world. We don't, you know, we have issues with Zionists and stuff like that, but that's not, you know, these are, I don't know, look at the Quran. Okay, yes, they're wrong. They were disbelievers in the end. That's a different story. But this whole anti-Semitism and stuff like that, we don't preach that, man. The Arabs are Semites. That's no, nothing like that. Anyway, that's a different story.
I tried to delete it, but it keeps coming back. And I want to say, without any excuse and without anything that we've said here in the interview, that I take full responsibility for the mistake and I fully apologize. And I love everyone, all my brothers and sisters, whether they are Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or atheist, you are all my brothers and sisters in humanity.
Allah says, Allah la yuhibbul kafirin wa la yuhibbu, he does not, al-zalimin, does not like the kufr, he does not, Allah says he doesn't love, and you say you love? I don't know, guys. Again, you're going to attack me, bro, what you got? This is a good guy. I don't know he's a good guy, I know him personally. We're not best friends or anything, but we met many times. Not many times, a few times. You know, he's a good guy. But he's, there. We're weak today, guys, we're weak. Allah doesn't love these things. You love them? Well, what more can I say?
Okay. The first question.
Look at the tone of these guys, these brothers, Mufti, Mank, and Muhammad Sharif, and look at the tone of the woman. Upper hand, bro. Upper hand. Drilling them, grilling them. Because she can't. Because you want something from her. She don't want Islam because you're not preaching the type of Islam that she would want to. You're not pushing to tell people that, hey, this is the only way. Not that, oh, we're inclusive. That's why you're not a stranger anymore. Because a stranger says, no, Islam and only Islam. And people will be like, what? At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, what was the society like? Why was he pushed out? Because he was saying something strange against the custom. You guys are saying only things within secular atheistic democracies, and that's why people are agreeing with you, and they love you because you compromise yourself for a list of, you know, not being on a list to get a visa. And I wonder whether you got the visa or not, whether you snooped yourself to this level and whether you actually got the visa. That's my question. All right, that is my question. But look at the way she talks, because you want something from her. She got you. And look, with the Muhammad Sharif apologizing about whatever he said about the Jews, because they have the upper hand, man, because they know, they set the rules, they control the law. If you say anything against this or that, you can be arrested for life, jailed for life. Why? Because they made the rules. The golden rule, whoever has the gold makes the rules. Very simple. Where are the Muslims? Why? Because the Jews are not cowards, like you see the soldiers around running around, they get scared and so on in Palestine. That's a different story. But those who are running them, these guys are not cowards, man. These guys know what they're doing. They're pushing forward. We're cowards even just to talk. Forget about act. Talk. And I'm going to give another disclaimer. I'm not saying or calling anyone to take any physical this action to hurt anyone. I'm talking about an intellectual war. An intellectual war based on the Quran, the Sunnah, was what is right. And then people choose, no doubt. I'm not going to beat anyone because he's not going to choose what I'm saying. But at least have the guts and the manhood. And that's where I go back to the knitting, the orange, you know, thread. To have the manhood to challenge and to stay and to fight intellectually. Look at the tone of the woman.
Do you believe in equal rights between women and men?
Yes, absolutely. Equal rights between women and men. I stand for it, I advocate it, and I agree with it.
All right. Is it okay to be a homosexual?
Check. If a person wants to be, they are free to be a homosexual. If they don't want to be, they are free not to be a homosexual. But it's not okay to force anyone's opinion on another person.
So here, I must say, at least Muhammad Sharif said yes right away. At least he's trying to flip-flop. But he's flip-flopping. He is flip-flopping. No, you should be like, no, it's not okay. Why? Because the Quran says so, and I'm a Muslim, so I agree with the Quran. Yes, hikmah, I understand, but don't compromise, man.
I personally am not homosexual, but I have interacted with so many people who are homosexual. They get along with me just like people who are Jewish and Christian, and those who don't have a religion, and so many other people, Hindus and so many more. Recently, I have more people who have told me, you know what, this I'm actually homosexual, and so on. So it's a secular right to be or not to be. And this is why I say I'm not. And if someone else is not, then it doesn't mean they need to promote hatred, they need to promote, the beating, the hitting, the killing.
No, I'm saying that.
Who chooses otherwise.
All right.
But an Islamic rule is there, it's clear. And who enforces a different story. Not you, not me, not no one. And where and how and what, that's a different story. But, come on, man.
Next question.
Next
can
question.
Can a woman shake hands with a man?
Under certain circumstances, yes, she can. You know, in Islam there is a teaching. And it's in other religions there are teachings. And maybe in Denmark there is a teaching. In Zimbabwe there is a teaching. So whatever your teaching is, you follow it. That's it. You follow it if you believe it.
She's not asking him that. She's asking what's his opinion. And yes, okay, there's some difference of opinion on this. Can be examined and refuted. But she's asking him and he's flip-flopping. Listen.
Yes, yes, if you believe. No, I believe that you are totally free to shake the hand if you want to shake the hand.
What's your teaching?
My personal teaching, well, to be very honest with you, if I have to, I will. If I have to, I will.
Okay, when do you have to?
She's messing with him, bro, because she knows. I don't think they got the visa anyway. She knows. She's not dumb, man. She's a journalist. When she closes things, she probably said these guys are bluffing through their teeth. Sorry to say. Look at her. Look at her attitude. Look at her tone. And look how she's asking him. Straight. Same tone. They're going, personally, to be honest, personally. Okay, maybe that's your personal opinion. Fine. But man, it's not about that. Well, there's a difference of opinion, not here. It's about the way you're handling it, man.
It's just the circumstance. I mean, it's the circumstance. And everyone interprets their circumstance in a different way. So it's fine. And I know there are times when I have, and there are times when it is avoided. Like sometimes some people don't want to shake my hand because of my color.
Because of your color?
Don't want to shake my hand because of my...
Because of your color? Are you kidding me? You're whiter than me, bro. Because of your color? You're not black, man. Because of your color.
My beard. But in my heart, I love everyone. And to be honest with you, it's fine. You know, the whatever teaching you have, you follow it. That's it.
Okay,
I have, to be honest with you.
Whatever teaching you have, you're Satanist, follow it. No problem. She's asking you what you believe. Are you agreeing? You as a dai, do you really believe this principle? Why am I picking on him and on Muhammad Sharif? And because this video, because this interview has been on my back for a long time. I've been looking since they came out. But I think it's important to address. Other brothers have addressed it. They've been smashed. Everyone, all the people are just following these people without questioning. Guys, listen, man. It's not... Look at what they're saying. Look at what they're saying. You're compromising your deen for a visa so you don't be on a preacher's list. Come on, guys. And she's drilling you in such a way to show that you're just weak.
I have. In the past, I have. Where I have had to, then I have.
All right. So if I visited you in Zimbabwe, you will shake my hand?
She's playing with him, man.
Well, if you see my big beard and you extend your hand, I don't know,
really? excuse me, but this is ridiculous. If you don't think this is ridiculous, that's why I talk about a real man stands his ground, saying the truth in front of an oppressor. A real hikmah, you know what the hikmah would have been in this thing? Don't get on this interview, man. That's the hikmah in this thing, not to flip-flop like this. She is having a field day with you.
I really don't know if you will even come to this country. But yeah, argumentatively, if you were to come, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to make you feel awkward and upset and so on. And even, to be honest with you...
What if she gives you a hug? You're not gonna feel make her comfortable because you love everyone, right? Come on, guys.
If you look at the Islamic teachings, there is more than one ruling about the same thing.
All right. Do you believe?
Okay, more than one ruling about the same thing. Islamic teachings, like what? You graduate from Medina, man.
Believe in freedom of religion.
Absolutely, yes. Freedom of religion. Everyone is allowed to choose whatever they want to believe. Even within Islam, if they don't agree with you in the same sect, it's okay. We don't promote hate. So they can choose to be whatever they want. People can choose even...
Okay, you can find the rest of the interview. Just type Mufti Menk. Danish government. Some people have said this is a fake video. It's not a fake video. That's why I played you the first one, because he's explaining himself there. It's not a fake video. It's not a robot's voice. It's not a pre-recording. It's not fake. This is real. Okay? They have said this. They have had this interview. Again, brother, why are you picking on them? Because, brothers and sisters, how you're reacting, you're following blindly. And they're going to mislead you. They represent Islam on the media. People are falling by the millions. And they're not saying the right thing. They're not teaching people the correct thing in the name of tolerance. They're teaching people the wrong thing because so many people are watching you, are listening to you, watching to this. And they say, well, Mufti Menk says, it's okay. You know what the non-Muslims say to us? You're practicing taqiyah, the Shia thing, you know, hiding, lying to the kuffar. That's what they're accusing us of. So today we have no honor, and that's what Omar Khattab said, نَحْنُ قَوْمًا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people Allah has given us honor with Islam. مَنْ يَبْتَغِي الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَنَ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks izzah or honor with it without Islam, he will be debased by Allah, dishonored. Man, come on. See, that's what happens. The more you get famous, these brothers maybe started right, like definitely a lot of them started on the right place. They're talking, teaching us, stick to your rules, stick to the Quran. And at that time, it was just after 9-11. When I became Muslim, after 9-11, there was so much pressure. And these brothers were saying, no, we're going to stand our ground. No, we're not going to compromise. You know what compromised the issue? The issue of popularity. Famous sheikhs, funny thing, entertainment Islam. And now you're coming to hunt and to hit anyone, whether it's Sajid or Amusab, myself, anyone, you know, who dares to say anything. Smashed. I mean, I got another kind of warning, man. Too late. And you know, and I ask, where? What's the disagreement? What's the problem? What did I say wrong? Did I insult the guy? Did I call him something bad or something like that? What's the disagreement? Because I want to fight LGBT. Because I don't want your kids to be gay. Because I don't want your boys to be feminine and your women to be masculine. Your girls. I want your girls to be girls and your boys to be boys. Because you love entertainment Islam and funny things. Come on, guys. It's a responsibility upon these guys who have the platform to say the truth, to preach the truth, to fight intellectually, at least. As for the physical, yes, the physical jihad exists, but who and how, that's a different story. The right people do it. Okay? Who punishes, who enforces the Sharia of Islam? The authorities do it, the right people do it. Whether they are or not right now, that's a different story. But your responsibility is to preach the correct thing. Are you preaching the correct aqidah? Are you preaching the correct social issues? No, you're not. Clearly, you're not. So that's the only thing I have a beef with you or any of the other guys. That's it. But be it that they were my old teachers or not. Okay? People get hurt. People message me and this and that. Yeah, I also get hurt. But whatever. I stand my ground. Stand your ground. Okay, be a man, be strong, because we need strength. Okay, we don't need inclusiveness and this and that. Again, disclaimer, I'm not saying go beat someone. We're talking here about ideas. What's your understanding of life and which one is the correct one? How are people going to embrace Islam if you don't challenge them, tell them that you're wrong? Yeah, you live in Zimbabwe. Okay, fine. But do you talk to people? You tell them, bro, this is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because even in your thing is wrong. In your Christianity or your belief or this or that. And if it's not, look, this is why it's wrong. Because Islam says this. And have you considered this? This is da'wah. Not like, ha ha ha, let's make a joke. And everyone laughs. And let's just,
you know, shake hands and embrace each other, because no, I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to hurt you, especially not in some country. No way. But I would tell you this is wrong. I would tell you that is wrong. I would tell you this, what you're doing, infiltrating in the system, into the curriculum, making little children as young as 5, 4 to watch. You know, I think it was in Denmark. It was one of the countries where they had came up with that cartoon with the guy with the long, private part for children. Because they thought, oh, kids have more interest in these things now. And they want to, you know, make it funny. Come on, man. Where is there? It used to be civilized. Now we're losing that. So yes, of course, intellectual, I'll fight you. Where are you fighting? And you're attacking me, guys. You're attacking me for defending your children, for defending the honor of Islam, for not agreeing with this, you know, attack on masculinity, on femininity, not feminism. You know, just because you like him. Okay. Okay. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Marru ma man ahab. The person will be with whom they love. You love Allah and His Messenger, you follow Allah and His Messenger. You love this famous one or that famous one. Someone comes and exposes and says, I didn't speak for 46 minutes because I hate this guy or I have jealousy towards him. I've listed my points and I played to you what my beef is. Respond. Go ahead. Make a video. Respond. Go ahead. Make some comments. Addressing my issues. Not like, oh, brother, you're supposed to advise him in private. But he's in public. He didn't do it in private. He is in public. The whole arguments of the followers are just fallacies and weak arguments. Brother, did you talk to him privately? I hate when I hear this, man. Because the guy is openly saying in public. So you respond to him in public because you are watching him. You already watched him being influenced by him. So I have to worry about you. Him, I'm sure he knows what's wrong. But he's still doing it. And the question is why? Because, sorry, and I'm not insulting, but it's the truth. He's weak. They're weak. Weak men. They are weak men these days who cannot stand the ground. So remember, this woman had a field trip with you and she asked you, what do you believe? Do you agree with Islam, basically, she said. And you flip-flop left and right. It's a huge disappointment. And if any one of his followers have any issue, go ahead. Fight, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come. Let it. But man, you're wrong. Extremely, extremely wrong. Call me this, arrogant, that. All I've heard is insults. None of you have addressed the points that I've raised. Go ahead and address them one by one. Do you think it's okay to be homosexual? Do you think you believe in democracy? Do you believe in what these guys are saying? Are you okay with their flip-flopping? Are you okay how she drills them? And again, for what? For a visa from some people who basically disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who you should be jealous for, have jealousy, a bit of jealousy for, disrespected him by drawing these cartoons, the Danish cartoons, if I want to remind you, okay, in Denmark. Okay, so this is, call it whatever you want to call it. I know some people have, you know, insulted, have used different words, and it's not, I haven't done that. I've just highlighted these problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the truth. You know, may Allah make it easy. Okay, make easy what? So that we can just be cowards? That's what we're saying? May Allah guide us to the truth always and help us fight this intellectual war. Our children are watching. Our children are going to question us. The ummah is watching. Everyone is watching. You got the million followers. It's on you. For me, I do what I can do in my side. And if you guys are attacking me, give me all these things from whatever, I don't care because I'm not a coward. I'm not going to run away. It doesn't matter. Yes, many mistakes I have, many problems, many this, many that. I'm not a coward. Cowardice is not one of them. That's why I didn't want to just post the brother's videos because I could have. There's some harsh, strong videos there, refutations of Mufti Menk, even from some of the scholars. Okay. But I don't want anyone to do my job. I will face you. I invite you for a debate on what you've said and the way you're preaching. I invite you for a discussion, let's say. Kind discussion, if this is the correct way, according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And hikmah, and time, and this, and that, and what's going on. Al-waqiyah, what's happening on the ground today. And you tell me whether you want to accept. invitation is open for Mufti Meng or anyone who thinks that they can back up what he's saying. Okay? Why am I doing this? To prove something? Oh, I want followers. Really, I don't care about followers, man. I've been around before Mufti Meng was around on social media anyway. It doesn't matter about that, man. I don't care about that. It's because your children are my children. It's because of what I do and what I work as a counselor, as a school principal, as I was a teacher in Muslim countries and seeing, it's not one, two, seeing this epidemic, this pandemic spreading. And people are saying, but yeah, are you okay with homosexuality? Yeah. If you want to be homosexual, if you want to be like this, be like that. If you want to be bestiality, you want to be, it's okay. No, you can explain it, I think, much better than this. Okay, she drilled you. She had a field trip with both of you, sadly. It's a big disappointment for this ummah, okay? And your followers, if you guys don't wake up, man, you might have, you know, the possibility of being led astray. And then when your children are going to come, wake up and say, Mama, I'm gay. Mama, I'm this. I like boys. I like men. I like girls. I like this and that. I like animals. Then you're going to be like, oh my God. Depression, anxiety, people are coming to me with suicide, this and that. Today I had a homosexual issue case, one young man, subhanAllah. Tomorrow I'll have one. 10 days ago I had one. Every week I have two or three, which lead to depression and anxiety. And you know what she says? I think somewhere here. Let me just finish with this, because I just remember. About pornography and homosexuality. Whatever.
Okay.
In fact, on Twitter, I have more than formally.
One question left. And it is.
Okay.
Do you still believe that pornography can lead to homosexuality?
I think if you look at it, maybe it can, maybe it cannot. If pornography is okay in Denmark and homosexuality is okay in Denmark and bestiality is okay in Denmark, then what is wrong if pornography leads to homosexuality? Why are they getting angry with it? Why are they getting angry with that statement? It's freedom of speech to believe that yes it does or no it doesn't. But the question I have is, how does that make me a hate creature if I say pornography is good or it's not good? I will not watch it, for example. Does it make me a bad person? I mean, I cannot force the whole of Denmark to watch pornography. Say, guys, if you don't watch it.
Okay, that was interesting. I mean, you know, he kind of like flip-flopped it here and there, but he tried to come, you know, with the freedom of speech thing. Just tell him, no, man, I don't agree with homosexuality or pornography. And yes, it does lead to homosexuality, and that's what I'm saying. And yes, I have many, I could say almost from all the cases that I've done, dealt with as a counselor, all of them had the issue of pornography or abuse at a formative stage and has led to homosexuality or lesbianism. Yes. And the funny thing is, إِنَّهُمُ النَّاسُ يَتَطَحَّرُونَ, exactly the same thing. So now she's drilling him as if what he believes about pornography, homosexuality is something bad. Is something bad. Well, if people believe it's okay, then they can do whatever they want, isn't it? Of course it's bad, man. But the way she makes it, as if his belief, or not watching porn, or saying that pornography leads to homosexuality, pornography, for God's sake, is like, you're a hate preacher if you say that. It's something good. Pornography is something good, and it doesn't lead to homosexuality. Homosexuality, you're born like that. You understand? She drilled them. Look at the question that she selected, man. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us onto the straight path to stick to the Quran Sunnah, the correct aqidah, because it's to understand who is Allah and the correct way, and to understand what the pious predecessors believed in, and to follow the truth, and to be correct, and to fight this sickness around the world, of destroying Islam, of attacking Islam, and not to be cowards that if someone threatens us, imagine, guys, I leave you with this. Imagine if Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal would have given in, and the majority of the people had the wrong belief at his time. Majority, or they've given in just because of the pressure. We would not be where we are today. And that's why he's Imam Ahl Sunnah. He went down in history without compromising his position. When they asked him this and that, he responded to them clearly, not flip-flopping. Remember that, okay? Where are you gonna be remembered? Maybe the funny sheikh, maybe the joking sheikh? I don't know. But remember Imam Ahmed and how he was and how he stood his ground in what was the environment around him. Remember Lut alayhi salam. Remember the Anbiya, that they all came within cultures that were against them. And they did not preach tolerance and acceptance. They preached that these people are wrong and that they need to change themselves. And we're supposed to be the inheritors of these prophets to bring their message. That is what Allah has put us in this position. That is why we're growing our beards and covering our heads with these looking like sheikhs and so on and so forth. You're supposed to preach Allah's word and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ according to the correct understanding and to tell people this is wrong. Not because I'm better than you as a human being, because the system that I represent is better than you and you need the system to solve your problems. Look at the Western world. There is suffering, man. Look at what happened with COVID. There's suffering, depression, anxiety, suicide. And you are not giving them the medicine, which is Islam. Islam is the medicine. Wake up, Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is no extremist speech. This is no hate speech. Again, disclaimers at the end. I don't call to hurt anyone. I don't call to punish anyone for those that are authorities. I don't call against political rulers, this, that. No, I'm calling for an intellectual war. And don't be a coward. You're attacking me. Might be one day you wake up that your child or yourself is going to be confused. And then you're going to be struggling. You don't know what confusion looks like because you haven't been there. You haven't seen children who are confused. The new generation. Because some of you, yeah, your parents, but you don't know what your children are doing. Because you don't look at them that way. You come home at 6 p.m. tired. That's it. On the screen, on the phone, they're on the phone, they're this, that. How much time you spend with them, how much you understand them, how much you talk to them about real life issues. Okay, guys, I leave you with that. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah forgive us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.